Well, boy, it's a blessing to be here, isn't it? That's good. Especially after you've been gone a few weeks. It's nice to be back. Thank the Lord for what He's done. Let's take a few prayer requests or any thankfulness things that you want to thank the Lord for. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Yeah. Spencer. Okay, keep praying for Spencer. Good.
Thank Him for the moisture.
Yes, we needed that, didn't we? The rain, ice, that'll be a blessing. Thank the Lord. Okay, let's pray. Our God in heaven, we're thankful to be able to be here, Lord, and gather before You. We ask, Lord, that You would teach us this morning as we're together. We look into Your Word. Help us to learn the lessons. And these boys, Lord, pray for them. They would grow. We pray for Brother David, that You would bless his trip and help him, Lord, and just faithfully proclaim Your message there in Columbia. Bless the church in Columbia there, too. Strengthen them. That we grow prosper. And we thank You, Lord, for the moisture that You sent to us, for Your blessings, and that we know that Your promise about heat and cold, summer and winter, spring and fall will not cease. Thank You, Lord. We pray for Spencer, that You would have mercy on him and keep speaking to him, Lord, according to Your will. Just be with us and give us the wisdom that we so desperately need, Lord. In Jesus' name. Okay. Open your Bibles if you have them there to Ezra 4. This is what I've been told that we're ready for. Ezra 4. So. Okay, because the Israelites were not obeying God, what did God allow to happen to them? A long time ago. 70 years before that, or so, or a little more. Yeah. Yes. Babylon came. The king of Babylon, who was leading the Babylonians over there to take them away captive, was who? Raise your hand if you got an answer, and I'll pick which one of you. Yes. Nebuchadnezzar, remember? He came over leading the Babylonians, took them all captive to Babylon. And what did they take along with them? Besides most of the people, what else did they gather up and hungrily take along with them over in Babylon because they liked it so much? Yes.
The treasures of the house of God and the armor, the gold and silver armor. And
yes.
Fires.
Right. You remember all the way that they had to walk and carry all this gold and silver and stuff that they had, like thousands of gold dishes and all this armor and all this stuff they were taking back to Babylon. Remember what Brother Steve called it? They had to go up around because they couldn't go straight through the desert because they would have died. It was all so hot and dry there. What was that thing called? The productive area where grass and the rivers were, where they could go slowly and where they had water. Remember that? Here's a picture of it in my map, in my Bible. They couldn't go straight across the desert. Brother Steve gave it a name, and you forget. But you go up around following the rivers and the grassy areas, way up around and back down to Babylon. They had to go a long, long way carrying all this precious gold and silver. Yeah.
The Fertile Crescent.
Okay, he knows because I told him on the way to church this morning. But Fertile Crescent. The Fertile Crescent. Yes. Okay, it was fertile, the grass and the... You see a crescent like a half moon? You know? See that? Uh-huh. You can see where they traveled up around instead of going through the desert. Okay, a Fertile Crescent. Because, you know, they couldn't just drive a car or fly a plane across the desert. They had to go slowly, right? And the point that I was trying to make is they had to carry thousands of gold dishes, like lots and lots of weight and all this loot that they took over there. And now we're going to read in Ezra 4, we already read that Cyrus said you can take all this gold and silver back to Jerusalem. So now they had to load their donkeys and their camels and their backpacks with all these dishes of gold and silver again and carry it the whole way up around the Fertile Crescent, the whole way back to Jerusalem. Do you see that they didn't even, it sat in Babylon for 70 years. Now they're taking it back again. Isn't it ridiculous how men just love silver and gold so much that they'll just pack it thousands of miles, hundreds of miles, they'll just carry it with them? You know, it just makes them feel so good to have all this gold and stuff. And they let it sit in Babylon for 70 years, but they're so thankful to have it. You know? Yeah. Okay, let's read Ezra 4. Now, when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin, this is what the adversary was. Someone else. What's the adversary? Your adversary, the devil. What's the adversary? Kind of like what? Yes. Your enemy, right. And now when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do. We want to help you. Now remember, they're enemies, right? Okay. And we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus the king of Persia hath commanded us. They didn't let them help, did they? Because they knew they were enemies, didn't they? That they didn't give them tricks, did they? Because Zerubbabel and the chief of the fathers had wisdom. They saw through their wanting to help, right? They saw through it. Yeah, they were wise. Okay. Verse 4. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius king of Persia. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. What do you remember about Ahasuerus in the Bible? Yes.
That he was displeased with his wife and
Vashti.
And married
Esther, the Jew. Remember? Okay, that's the king. He wrote to him. But it doesn't seem like he got any, the enemies got anywhere with the Ahasuerus. They wrote to him, but that's all we know about that. The next king, I guess, was, verse 7, Artaxerxes. And in the days of Artaxerxes, wrote these enemies here, Bishlam, Mithridat, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions, unto Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Rehum the chancellor and Shimshai the scribe wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes the king in this sort. Then wrote Rehum the chancellor and Shimshai the scribe and the rest of their companions, the Dinahites, the Apartheites, the Tarpalites, the Apharsites, the Archivites, the Babylonians, and the Susanchites, the Havites and the Elamites, and the rest of the nations, whom the great and noble Asnapper brought over and set in the cities of Samaria, and the rest that are on this side of the river, and at such a time. This is the copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes the king. Thy servant, the men on this side of the river, and at such a time, be it known unto the king that the Jews which came up from thee to us are come unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof and joined the foundation. Be it known now unto the king that if this city be builded and the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so thou shalt damage the revenue of the king. Now because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor, Therefore have we sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the book of the records of thy fathers. So shalt thou find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city and hurtful like the kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same of old time, for which cause was this city destroyed. Just thinking of all the bad things they can against Jerusalem. Okay? We certify the king that if this city be builded again and the walls thereof set up, by this means thou shalt have no portion on this side of the river. When the king read that, he was a little worried. So let's see what he wrote back to them. What about that letter? They wanted the work to stop in Jerusalem. They didn't want the work to be built today. They're enemies, right? So they sent this letter over to Artaxerxes saying, please, stop this building. But Cyrus had told them to go and build, right? But now they're writing to Ahasuerus, and now to Artaxerxes, trying to implore these great kings over on the other side of the Fertile Crescent to stop this work in Jerusalem. They just were enemies of the people of God. Now let's see what this king writes back. Then said the king, verse 17, an answer unto Rehum the chancellor, and to Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest of their companions that dwell in Samaria, and unto the rest beyond the river. Be peace, and at such a time. The letter which ye sent unto us hath been plainly read before me. And I commanded, and search hath been made, and it is found that this city of old time hath made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and toll and tribute and custom was paid unto them. Kings like David and Solomon, remember? Great kings. Yes, there were, that's true. Give ye now commandment to cause these men to cease. That's to stop, right? Cease means stop. Stop building. And that this city be not builded until another commandment shall be given from me. Take heed now that ye fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the king? Now when a copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and power. Then ceased the work of the house of God which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. End of the chapter. Kind of sad, isn't it? But they got it stopped. They did get it stopped. They got it. The men just quit building. Okay, now, the people that were taken, here's just a little bit of history for you boys. Which was more disobedient and wicked against God? Israel or Judah and Benjamin? Remember they separated, made two countries? Which was more wicked and was carried away a long time ago, actually? Yes. Israel was. Yes, they were carried far away. Israel, long time ago, way before this. And then some verse 10, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Asnapper brought over and set in the cities of Samaria. He brought a whole bunch of nations over to fill up Samaria because the Israelites were taken far away. He brought other nations and other people in, you know, and transplanted them over into Samaria, so that the Jews, Israelites, would never again have a nation there. Okay, now all these nations that are around Jerusalem, in verse 9, the Dimonites, the Arphaxites, the Tarphonites, you know, and all that whole list there, that's who's actually living in Israel. Right? We had talked about this maybe a few Sundays ago, or a while ago, about how the actual Israel, which was Dan and Naphtali and Asher and all those tribes up north there, were taken far away because they quit serving God a long time ago. Now what we're reading about now is these Judah and Benjamin. Okay, God punished them and had them carried away to Babylon, but now He in mercy at the fulfillment of the prophecy made by Jeremiah 70 years later, they were brought back again to Judah and Jerusalem, and God stirred up Cyrus to give them a command to build, right? Remember? Okay, so now they're back, and they're building, and God is helping them. But for some reason, God did allow this work to cease for a while. But we'll see what happens next time in chapter 5. We'll just see what happens, okay? I'm not going to tell you. You'll find out next Sunday. But for now, they stopped the work of the building of the wall, of the building of the house of God. Stopped it. Okay, and many times in your life, it might seem like the enemies that are against the work of God cause discouragement to you, make you stop, but you just need to trust in God, keep doing what He said. Because the path of the just, what does it do? If you stay just and right, how will your path get? Brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Okay, that's what the Bible says. So you just need to be faithful, even though it seems kind of dark. Just keep on trusting in God, keep following Him, and your path will get brighter, and we'll understand more the further we go along. Okay, boys, I guess you've got some verses about faith, is that right?
Being faithful.
Being faithful, okay. Verses about being faithful. Okay, very good. Let's get started over here, and you can stand and read your verse, and we'll just go around. Go ahead, Chad, whatever you do. Ready?
Revelation 2:10. Fear not ye, and those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Very good. Okay.
Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved.
Very good. That's about what Jesus said. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Very good. Thank you, boys. Did you have something for next time that they might have a thought on that? What they could study for next time.
Have we had an honesty yet?
Truthfulness?
We haven't done honesty.
Okay, good. Good. Did you find truth for it? Anyway, thanks. Right. Okay, boys. Try to find verses about being honest and always telling the truth, okay? For next Sunday. But just a minute. I wanted to ask, were there any thoughts you wanted to share about this chapter? I'd like to ask if anyone had something else they'd like to share about what we read. Just feel free, for the boys, or something that, because I couldn't remember where else in the Bible we heard about Artaxerxes. And does anyone else know what else he did? We know about Ahasuerus, you know, with Esther the queen, but Artaxerxes, anything else we read about him in the Bible that might help you remember?
Anything about how jealousy grew so much. They even sent a messenger all the way across 1,000 miles over just to go to the kings that would stop for Joseph.
Right, you hear that voice? How? Yeah. Yeah.
Historians are pretty much agreed though that the Ahasuerus, Esther, his real name is Artaxerxes.
Oh, okay, it's all the same thing.
Probably.
Okay. Otherwise, he has two names.
Yeah, exactly.
How about the two verses? Do they call them the same in both verses? Back to back there, those two verses where it's only two names here.
It could be, though, another king in the line.
Yeah, I was going to say. They often. They often take the names of their father or grandfather, oftentimes. Sometimes there was a actual king, and then he had a son or a grandson that would be ruling a particular region, but he would still be called the king, you know. And that was the case in Daniel, the last king. Who was the last king when they came in? You saw the writing on the wall.
Belshazzar.
His father or grandfather was still ruling at the time in a different place, and he was just the younger ruler, but it still said the king, Belshazzar, is what the story said. That's just an example of how the name from the line would go on, not a exact name.
Thank you. Kevin, verse 6. And they wrote in the beginning, in the reign of Ahasuerus, or what does it say there? Is that
it's almost the same spelling. Ahasuerus, it's A-M-S-U-E-R-U-S, and that's Ahasuerus, and then 7 days of Arthasasta.
Oh.
Arthasasta.
Okay.
And that's consistent through the rest of the chapter.
It's just kind of the way it is here. Okay. Interesting. Very good. Well, thank you. Okay, boys. You may be dismissed. God bless you.